Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Third down and 10. Breeze from the gun. Takes a snap. Goes to the near side. Hit early. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow. Not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
That's the second time.
57-yard try to win the NFC Championship game. The hold is down. The kick clears the line. And Greg Zuerlein sends the Rams to the Super Bowl. LA will play for the Lombardi.
Second and goal to go from the two. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center. A give to Burkett. Runs it left for the win. Touchdown, Patriots. And they're bound for Super Bowl 53.
It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post, on CBS Sports Radio.
It is a Monday morning. Taz of the Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live, Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Zach Strief and Deuce McAllister, Saints Radio, JB Long, Rams Radio, Bob Sochi, Patriots Radio Network, bring us out to kick off this Monday morning in Super Bowl 53, the matchup down in Atlanta, less than 2 weeks away. The Pats already a slight 1.5-point favorite. Is set. It will be New England and the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53. You can see all the action, obviously, on CBS. And a lot to unpack with the two games yesterday. As good of a championship Sunday. Might be the best I've ever witnessed in all my time watching the National Football League. That was a pretty special day, Taz, as two games go to overtime. A lot of controversy, which could bring about change in the National Football League. We'll get into that. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Good, man. Good. Yeah, definitely. I think you nailed it right there. Entertainment is the first word that jumps out besides the awesome athleticism by all four teams and all men on those teams. But, you know, I have a feeling we'll get into the officiating a little bit and the NFL in general. But, yeah, very, very entertaining games yesterday. Awesome stuff. And it'd be tough to argue. I think those might be, the best AFC and NFC games I've seen too. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I didn't want it to end. It was a lot of ups and downs, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, in combination. I mean, there have been better games overall, but certainly in combination, when you sit down and you start watching 3:05 Eastern time, it ends, right shortly after 10 o'clock yeah. Eastern time. You got 7 hours of football all over the place, and was very, very entertaining, very fun. And you know, I think that's the lead in terms of the officiating. As you heard the call from Zach Strief and the New Orleans Saints, as they're never going to get over what transpired yesterday. And for New Orleans, who their season came to an end last year on the Minnesota Miracle, now it comes through on a no call. And what was a combination of whether it be pass interference or a helmet-to-helmet hit, late in that game, in which you have a scenario, Taz, where it's a 3rd and 10 play. They're, you know, inside the Rams 14-yard line, right about the 13. Drew Brees lays it out there perfectly for Tommy Lee Smith, and he's running down the right sideline, looking like he's going to get the football right in stride. And then Brody Coleman basically depletes him before the ball arrives there, and no penalty is called. And then you have the ensuing eruption from Sean Payton on the sideline, and then the explanation afterward. Listen, I get New Orleans cost themselves the game in terms of the first down play, deciding to throw and not run and not using the clock in that stage, and I get they had the ball to begin overtime. But at that point, the game should be over, regardless of what happened on first down. You know, you would never have gotten to overtime if that's a properly called play by the officials on the field. That's a first down, New Orleans, inside the Rams' 5-yard line, and they're able then at that stage to milk the clock and basically kick the game-winning field goal to end it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was a completely massive blown call. Besides the face guarding, you know, the guy never played the ball, Robbie Coleman, and the helmet to helmet, it was just two penalties right there and completely blown call in a really epic, important, huge moment for these two great NFC teams, especially the Rams, who were the victim of the bad blown call. And it sucks. It sucks if you're a Saints fan today, if you're a part of the Saints organization or a former Saint, whatever. I mean, it's tough. This is tough to swallow. You know how it is, Moose, right? It's tough to say a game is decided or comes down to one play. There's a bunch of plays throughout the game that, you know, give people a lead or momentum or give a team, you know, an advantage. But this was a situation where you're exactly right. I mean, if the right call is called, the Saints then are just going to, you know, taking knees. You know, Drew Brees is dropping to a knee, killing the clock, game's over. I mean, Saints move on. It didn't happen.
Well, I mean, or run the ball and then kick the game-winning field goal,
right,
which would have made at that stage 20, you know, would have ended the game.
Would have
been
game,
a 23-20 final. New Orleans would have been victorious. But and I don't want to hear an apology from Al Riveron. I don't want to hear an apology from the National Football League. You know, you talk about bringing about change. You've invested enough time and effort. We've all invested in the National Football League season. Some people have decided to invest in the game as well. The game's got to be called properly. We began this NFL season where, you know, you couldn't hit the quarterback, you couldn't touch the quarterback, all the helmet, it's everything that was called. And then you're watching these games, and that's fine, where guys are being physical down the football field,
right,
where
right.
there are borderline helmet-to-helmet hits that are not being called, where the quarterback is being hit, and at times mysteriously not being hit, and they're calling, you know, rough in the passer, as we saw in the Chiefs-Patriots game,
where
we'll get to hear that momentarily. But,
yeah.
But Taz, apology doesn't do anything.
No.
I mean, it's not going to do anything for New Orleans. It's not going to do anything for Drew Brees, because the Saints should be marching in to Atlanta and Super Bowl 53, and they are not, and they got screwed over. I mean, that's it. So Al Riveron could take the phone call to Sean Payton. Now it's a matter of bringing about change so we do not have this situation a year from now, because that's the fear, because the officiating with all the retirements has gotten progressively worse. It was embarrassingly bad in the regular season, and you have a no-call yesterday, in essence, decide the NFC Championship game. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me that it didn't. It did, because I heard a CBS sportsman tell me that the Saints lost that game fair and square. That's complete and utter nonsense. They didn't. If that game is called properly, the Saints are marching into Super Bowl 53, and New Orleans is the NFC champ. So that's the problem I have, and it has nothing to do with the fact that you and I both picked the Saints on Friday to march on. It's a case of it is frustrating to watch a game in which you watch inept officiating decide the game.
Yeah, at this point, though, yeah, you're right. At this point, right, why is this still happening? Like, it's been a plethora of complaints from players, coaches, people in the media that host radio shows like you and I, or host TV shows. I mean, people that played the game, coached in the game, and you hear it nonstop, but yet you see these blatant screw-ups like this, complete blatant, where the head coach, Sean Payton of the Saints, he gets a phone call from the league after he's devastated and his squad is devastated and his fan base is devastated, saying, we screwed up. Al Riveron said, it's bad. You know, we messed up. You know, you're right, though. Take the apology and stick it, right? Really, at this point, get it right. There's enough of these men that are wearing striped shirts on the field that could have figured this out, this play. It was very obvious. It was such moves. You saw the play like I did. Everybody out there listening right now saw the play. And listen, you and I both picked the Rams to move on. We were both incorrect. The Saints, I'm sorry. The Saints. I wanted the Rams to win, but I thought the Saints would win. And you and I both were in agreement on that. So to me, I mean, I got no dog in the fight, just like you don't. But the thing is, dude, like, This was so blatant of not one but two penalties.
Well, because I mean,
and he did it earlier in the game too. Roby Coleman,
right? And you can deal with you know, you get beat, you get out executed, the team comes out and blitzes you. You weren't as good. It's a disappointing end. But you deal with a game yesterday, and that's where it's going to bring about change. That's where the competition committee has got to go back to it. We look at challenges. There's got to be at least a challenge a game for a head coach on the sideline to be able to challenge a
PI.
Well, not just that, a penalty.
Yeah.
I mean, to be able to challenge a penalty on the field or a call or a no call.
Because, I think you said just pass interference.
No, I got you. But there has got to be now change brought to the National Football League, because yesterday, as good as Championship Sunday was an utter and complete embarrassment for the National Football League, because you have a team now representing the NFC that should not be representing the NFC. And that's the problem, because a guy on the field or a group of individuals on the field did not do their job properly. And this is not the B list. This is not the C list. This is the NFC Championship game, right? So this is a group that graded out properly in the regular season that completely blew the call. And for the National Football League, that was a sleepless night last night, because as we have the buildup, it won't be much this week, but as everyone heads to Atlanta and there's Radio Row and you get ready for Super Bowl 53 and they're going to bring back the former Rams and people in Los Angeles and everyone starts celebrating this and that, the fact remains is the New Orleans Saints should be representing the NFC. Mm. It should not be the Los Angeles Rams. It should be the Saints. If guys did their job properly. We always talk about do your job. Guys on the field yesterday did not do their job. So an apology from Al Riveron does not do anything. Now the NFL has to basically take the ineptitude out of the officials' hands on the field and give the coaches now even more responsibility, to where now they can challenge calls and plays on the field. That's the only way to go now. You have to embrace now even more instant replay and even more delays. Be a simple call, Taz, because that is as bad of a blown call as you will see. This is not a holding. This is not a chop block. This is as blatant a blown call as I have ever seen in my life, in a big time spot that I've ever seen in my life. That was so obvious. So obvious. You don't even have to be an NFL fan. It could have been two calls. It could have been pass interference.
Right, helmet
to
helmet.
It could have been helmet to helmet. It could have been contact down the field. They're basically telling you that he hit him simultaneously. That's what the officials told Payne at the time, that he hit him simultaneously as the ball arrived. Are they watching the play?
That's not true at all. That's not.
Are they watching the play?
Dude, the ball was, and you know, the ball was.
Yeah, it was not even close.
I couldn't give you the yardage. It had to be 15, 20 yards away from, you know, when Roby Coleman hit the receiver. I mean, it was, the only thing I will say, I understand everything you're saying, and I respect your commentary and your passion on it, and you're right. You're right. The only thing I will say, though, and you know this. You've seen this all your years being a sports fan and someone who's covered the sport at the highest level. So you understand, right? We've seen this so much, Bruce, as you know. Maybe not this blatant, but in not just football, in a plethora of pro sports where, you know, blown calls happen, and, you know, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. In this case, you know, the Saints, you know, they were the nail. I mean, they got screwed, and they got screwed bad.
Yeah, I can't. You know what, Taz? I get that. I understand
you know
that
there
are bad calls. I get it. But that is ineptitude.
Yeah,
that's ineptitude.
I
get it.
That.
I mean, that's guys not having to understand. That is, Taz, that is wide open. They're the only two players on that side of the field. That's easy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's easy. That is an easy call. That is not a difficult call to make. That is not a hand check past 5 yards line. You know, that is an easy call to make, and they blew the call. So if I'm a Saints fan, I am drinking myself to sleep last night. If I am a Saints fan, or I cannot sleep, or I am doing something to get myself away, I am ticked off and angry on this Monday morning, because I invested my time, effort, energy. I was there. That place was absolutely rocking yesterday afternoon. Yes, and I understand the Rams made an adjustment, and it was a hell of a football game.
It was.
But you had a scenario where if that game is called properly, if one call is made the way it should have been, as obvious as it all is, The Saints are marching into Atlanta in Super Bowl 53, Taz. I have never been so bothered by a blown call in an NFL game. I can't remember how bad. It was so inept.
One penalty. Like we said, two. There were two potential penalties there on that one play.
Right.
I totally agree with it. I get it. I do. And I remember when I was in high school, I was a freshman in high school playing football. And I remember my offensive line coach said to all of us, he said, "The Zebras run the game." Now, that was in probably 1982, I was told that sentence. It took me a second to process what that meant, but he was right. You know what I mean. You've heard the expression, "The Zebras won't run the game." And that's why, I know we're not going to get to this conversation, but this is why sometimes some folks feel like, is it a rigged system? Is this something a little fugazi? Last night, seeing that happen, and again, Roby Coleman, he had a similar penalty, pass interference earlier in the game. I mean, so it's like twice the same cat, the same corner. How?
No, I get it. That's where, you know, you could set a tone early of what's going to be allowed and what's going to be not going to be allowed by an officiating crew on the field. Are they allow them going to be more physical? As long as it's called both ways, the same way on both sides, then that's okay. As you see with a home plate umpire, right?
Right.
Major League Baseball,
yeah.
What's the strike zone? As long as you establish the strike zone,
stay consistent,
and you're consistent with it, then the pitchers are obviously A-okay with it. This was ineptitude. Yeah. I mean, this is ineptitude to where the National Football League is going to look at it, and you know the New Orleans Saints have them, as Sean Payton said afterward, we'll hear from Sean Payton here momentarily. Here's Roby Coleman, the Rams corner, the former star at USC, talking about the fact of what happened on that play.
I didn't look back at the ball.
Uh-huh. Really?
I didn't play the ball. If I would have played the ball, then it would have been a different story.
She's honest.
Since I just went straight to him, and when I seen his hands go up and I hit him, I just heard the crowd go crazy, and I was like, oh, this is a flag. And then I got up, he said incomplete. I was like,
So what do you say?
And then the ref said, like, low-key, it was a tip. Like, it was, like, tip. So yeah. I was like, okay, cool. Like,
so what do you say to all those Saints fans who said that flag should have been called? If it was, they could have run out the clock.
Hey, Saints fans, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. You heard what the ref said. The ref said it was incomplete. Respect the call.
You can't blame him. Look, if you're Roby Coleman.
I'm not blaming him.
No, I know. That's exactly what you're supposed to say.
If the official on the field said the ball was tipped, where the hell was that ball tipped?
Dude, the ball was
not tipped. It was one of the best throws that Breeze made all day long. He was throwing water balls all over the place.
It was a great throw, and Roby Coleman did not. He jacked up Lewis. He didn't just hit him. He lit him up. He turned Lewis inside out. And if you look at it again, I'm looking at it right now. There is definitely some helmet to helmet. I don't know if it is a helmet to helmet, but you could have called helmet to helmet.
Well, the NFL told Peyton that it should have been helmet to helmet.
Yeah,
one of two penalties, either helmet to helmet hit or pass interference.
The blatancy of there is some slight helmet to helmet. But look at how far away. We're watching the video right now, but it doesn't help on radio. But look how far away the ball is, dude. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's crazy, man.
It is utterly and completely embarrassing. You know, to where I up on Twitter late last night, Dean Blandino is talking about the changing, and we'll get to the overtime rules, And, you know, I quoted that tweet and retweeted and said,
Dean,
the NFL's got bigger issues than the overtime rules after what transpired yesterday. I won't worry about the OT rules and debating that after the embarrassment that was down in New Orleans. As the Saint fan should have been celebrating yesterday down on Bourbon Street, enjoying themselves, right? And unfortunately, they're angry. They're ticked off. They're bothered.
Oh,
they don't
man.
Want no part of the NFL. You know, because guys are inept doing their job. This isn't week three of the NFL regular season where you're getting some guy that just got called up from called Big 12 football, Taz. This is the NFC Championship game.
I know.
And you have one official telling Roby Coleman on the field the ball was tipped. Right? You have the other official telling Peyton that they arrived simultaneously, and then you got the dopey Al Riveron calling Peyton after the game
saying, Coach.
We blew it.
We blew it.
It should have been two penalties called on the play, not one, but two.
Yeah,
I mean, utterly embarrassing for the NFL.
It was just, really, and no matter where you go today, you're going to hear about this play if you follow any kind of sports, and you should, because it was really embarrassing for NFL officiating what happened. I mean, the missed calls happen all the time. It happens all year. We know that, but to your point, Moose, in this moment, in this big of a game, dude. And like you said, I know we're going to...
It's not a blown holding call, Taz.
Yeah, it's not like blocking in the back on a punt return.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is like pretty important, you know?
That decides the game, ultimately. That decides the game. And I get the Saints could have gotten a stop on the Rams, and you don't have to have the Zerline, 47-yard field goal that tied it at the end of regulation. I get that they had the lead after the field goal late in the fourth quarter. But if that is called properly, the game is over, the Saints march on. Here's Sean Payton, the New Orleans head coach.
It was simple. They blew the call. He said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it. So that was, no, we spoke initially, then I called to follow up, and first thing Al said when I got on the phone, we messed it up. And, but we go into these league meetings, and we sit as an ownership group, and we don't further evaluate the replay system. You know, there's just too much at stake. And it's a hard job for those guys because it's happening fast. But I don't know if there was ever a more obvious pass interference call that, you know, here it is, the NFC Championship game. So tough one to swallow.
You know, listen, we all have seen, and it happens all the time in football, college, high school, pro football. I don't care what level of pro football, including the NFL, there's bang-bang plays all the time. It happens all the time. And Sean Payton's right, and I respect what he just said because he is saying this is a tough call. You know, it's a tough gig being an official. Stuff is bang-bang. Then you know what? Don't take a paycheck. Don't try to do this for a living if you can't handle it in something that's as blatant as this. This wasn't, to me, this wasn't bang-bang. This was not a bang-bang play. Not a bang-bang play. It was not. The hit was bang-bang. Roby Coleman declated Lewis. That was bang-bang.
Yes.
But the play wasn't bang-bang. There was time to see. You could see Roby Coleman beelining for Lewis. Not even looking back at the football.
Right.
Never look back at the line of scrimmage. Never.
Taz, don't disagree. That's an easy call. If you can't make that call, you shouldn't be in the National Football
League. It's not
bang-bang,
It
should not be official. That's ultimately what it comes down to. I mean, something has to be done to that crew that watched that and you know, whoever the line judge back to. Yeah, something's got to be done here because that's an embarrassment. Because the National Football League is going to take a lot of flack. And what Sean Payton said, and listen, that was after a lot of time cooling down. He was belligerent on the sidelines and ticked off. And I'd be bothered as well. There's no doubt about it.
Man. Yeah.
And he handled himself well, but he's exactly right. What that will do yesterday is that will bring an expansion to the replay system. Because as he said perfectly, Taz, there is too much on the line for these teams that get to this stage to allow human error to dictate what happens. I get you can't challenge every single call. There's going to be blown call. But when you have that kind of a blatant blown call, it really hurts what was a very entertaining game.
Absolutely.
It really kills because that's all anybody's talking about. Nobody's talking about the fact that the Rams rolled back from 13-0 down.
Right.
And, you know, what's up with Todd Gurley and McVay and the adjustments that you saw from Phillips defensively after what the Saints were able to do early on in that game. We can even get in some of the gaffes of Sean Payton, what he did as a head coach. People are going to be looking at that call, and that call will bring about – I will be stunned if we're not sitting here at some point in the offseason and there will be a talk and conversation and a rule brought down that brings about change to the National Football League based on what we saw at the end of the NFC Championship
game. I think you're right, and I think it'll happen soon. And the thing is, you know, and it was a great game. And it sucks that this is what a lot of folks are going to talk about today at the water cooler, at work, or at home, or wherever, or on the radio or TV. Because, and also, and it kind of, it hides the fact of what the Rams did by dealing with that massive problem of the 12th man, of the how loud and how much the audience in New Orleans affected the offense of the Rams. And the Rams were able to grind it out and battle through that throughout the game. And that's all ignored now, you know, because of this play. And that's sad because the Rams, what they did, that was not easy to do.
No, that was not easy.
It got to the point where that game was a little, I got to be honest, for me, that was a little hard to watch that first half because I understand the fan involvement. I understand that, but it was like, and nothing illegal. And it's great for the Saints, but it was like, okay, I want to see a good game here. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
the Rams out of the game.
And credit to them.
Yeah, I know.
It was like, but I agree with you. The Los Angeles Rams did a poor job of dealing with the crowd noise down at the Dome early on in that game.
Right.
And they got better as the game went along. And certainly the second halves of both the AFC and the NFC championship game, respectively, on the whole, were better than what we saw on the whole in the first half of both games. But it's going to be a lot of conversation, and Al Riveron, the National Football League, they can call Sean Payton. I don't think, I want to hear from you, as Taz and I have ripped the NFL. Have you ever seen a worse blown call in a bigger spot? I mean,
that was horrible.
That is as bad.
Horrible.
That
disgusting.
That is as bad as it gets.
It was unbelievable. Part of the reasons why I won't take action on games.
No,
because of situations like that, bro, because I'm putting my head right through this giant mirror I have in my den.
I understand. I get it. That's why. It's sickening. That is a sickening blown call by the. You go from what would have been probably a push if you bet the Saints to what ends up being a loss in overtime. I want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on this Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Doing more brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. How about Derrick Rose, the former MVP, hit a shot with 0.6 seconds left to lift the Timberwolves to a 116-114 win over the Suns in Minneapolis. Rose led the T-Wolves with 31 points. We'll get to your calls at 855-212-4227 here momentarily. Bogus is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Moose, Taz, hello, good morning. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. The heartbreak and the frostbite are real this morning in New Orleans and Kansas City. At least Saints fans were safely indoors when this happened yesterday afternoon.
Hecker the holder, Zerline the kicker, settles at 50, kick from the 47, 57-yard field goal try, kick is up, it's away, and it is through the uprights.
Zach Strief, disappointed, Saints Radio, LA, a 26-23 OT escape from the Big Easy in the NFC title game. Greg Zerline's 57-yard winner came after his 48-yard at forced OT, which came after the missed pass interference call on Ram Nickell Roby Coleman. He ran through Saints receiver Tommy Lee Lewis. It should have been PI or illegal helmet contact or something, but it was nothing. Called correctly, the Saints would have left the Rams little to no time after kicking their go-ahead field goal. The officials, controversial, involved late in the AFC title game as well, but the Patriots' offense was the bigger issue. A 13-play, 75-yard drive to open OT at Arrowhead. Rex Burkhead sent New England to its third Super Bowl in a row, 37-31, with a 2-yard run. Rob Gronkowski, not surprised at all, they got it done.
That's the trust that we have in each other. We love playing with each other, and just the bond we have, just to go out there and always be on the same page when we need to be is huge.
This game featured 4 lead changes in the final 7:45 of regulation. Then Patrick Mahomes drove KC 48 yards in 31 seconds to force extra time. The Pats and Rams met 17 years ago in the Super Bowl, with New England winning. Almost similar drama last night in Minnesota.
5 seconds left. Now with 4. Top of the key. Rose looking to go 1-on-1. Pulls up. 19-footer on the way. Hits with 0.6 seconds left. Derrick Rose continues his incredible second half. He's up to 29. He's got 31 for the game, and he puts the Wolves in front by 2 with 0.6 seconds left.
That's Alan Horton on T-Wolves Radio. Minnesota fought off Phoenix 116-114 behind those 31 from Rose. The Clippers were 103-95 winners in San Antonio, and the Pacers took care of the Hornets 120-95 Indy is 16 games over 500 for the first time since the end of the 13-14 season. Mavs point guard Dennis Smith Jr. will rejoin the Mavs for tomorrow night's game with the Clippers. He'll have missed six games, technically for a back injury and an illness, but really because Smith is unhappy with his role and the Mavs were trying to trade him. College hoops yesterday. Number 11 Florida State losing its third straight, 87-82 at BC. And Serena Williams took down top-seeded Simona Halep in three sets in the fourth round of the Australian Open today. Naomi Osaka also won, while Madison Keys lost to sixth-seeded Elena Svitolina. Right now, Novak Djokovic is up the first set on Daniil Medvedev. Boys?
All right, thank you, Andrew. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about that blown call in that Rams-Saint game where Robey Coleman lit up Lewis, and there was no flag thrown, and it basically more or less heavily assisted the Rams marching on into the Super Bowl. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Ken, who's listening on radio.com. Hey, Ken, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on, man?
Moose and Taz, good morning.
What's going on, Kenny?
Hey, buddy, I'm angry as a sports fan.
Yeah.
Now, those refs did not miss that call. Thanks, gang. They chose not to call it.
Mm.
They didn't miss it. Unless all three of them was looking in the stands at some of the ladies. They did not miss that call. They decided not to call it.
Well, you know, to your point, you know, dude, I like the way you phrased that, because if you noticed, they did huddle up after this happened, and nothing happened. They huddled up for what? Like, oh, man, we just blew that. Like, well, like, what? We just, I don't understand what happened.
No, you did not blow it. They, to be quite honest with you, first of all, they should be fired. Number two, I'm tired of people saying that a call can't make a game or a play can't make a game. Okay, that call should have been made, and the game would have been over. I don't care if they fumbled the ball in the first quarter, three interceptions in the second quarter. That has nothing to do with the last egregious play of a game.
Boom.
And that call right there, because when we play ball, we make all kinds of mistakes earlier in the game.
Right, you can't
go back to that. It's that last call or play, that last fumble, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever the play is.
Well, I totally agree.
Yes, yeah. I know Moose. Yeah, Moose. You agree with Ken? And Ken, I'm a little bit. Just hear me out, Ken. I'm a little on the other side where. I get your point, and I get Moose's point, what Moose said earlier, too. And to me, there's a fine line. I hate to be on the fence with a dude, because there is a fine, not in this play. This play was bad. But there are a lot of plays that happen in the game, as you know, and you sound like you played sports, like we all have. I'm just saying, it's tough for me as a former athlete to say the play should be decided by one play when there's a lot of plays that lead up to that play.
I get it, but I mean, it. But yes, there are a lot of plays that lead up to it. But I mean, to kind of hammer the point that Kenny's making, if that play is called correctly,
Ken, we appreciate the call. Thanks, man.
If that play is called correctly and the flag is thrown properly, the game is in essence over.
I know. I mean, I know that. I agree with you on that part.
You know,
I do.
Because I mean, maybe that helps you if you're a Saints player or a Saints fan. Maybe that helps you sleep at night. I get the Saints had an opportunity late in the game to stop, and offense had an opportunity to begin overtime, and Breeze gets hit by Fowler Jr. Ball pops up in the air, intercepted by the Rams, and Zerline ends up kicking a 57-yard field goal to win it. So there's a lot of things that lead to loss, but I mean, the game was won. The battle was won.
Yeah.
The play was called. The Rams did not defend it properly, and two penalties that were not called on one play, as the officials decided to turn a blind eye to it. That's where it, Taz, that's going to bring about, it's going to be an instrument of change for the National Football League.
I agree with you on that. I totally agree with you.
And I'm not even a Saints fan.
Right.
And I didn't even bet the game. But I'm looking at that scenario yesterday. I didn't bet the game.
All right.
But I look at that scenario yesterday, and I say to myself, that's so inept. So bad. What Ken said is right. I'm sorry. It's hard to call. You cannot blow those kind of calls in those kind of games. It's one thing, Taz,
to deal with officials in a week four, week five, regular season, instituting new rules. This is the NFC Championship game with an opportunity to get themselves to a Super Bowl. That might be the last opportunity Breeze and Peyton have a chance to get themselves to a Super Bowl.
I completely agree with that.
Inept officiating caused them to be sent home.
And you're right. And like I said earlier, and I agree, my only thing is in any sport, the whole one play comes down to deciding the whole game. That's, as a former athlete, I'm just telling you, that's tough for me to deal with. I'm telling you, the bulk of the Saints players, they're all pissed off and furious. I don't care if they're starters or not. They're all furious, but they all move on. But most of them move on because they know that's the way the cookie. Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail with those calls. We're on the same page.
Sean Payton, after the game, said, this is one we're never going to forget.
Yeah, well.
I mean, D Ford lined up offside. That decided the game.
That
decided the game.
I know, Moose, but...
That's inept.
I know it is. That's a dumb play. You put your hand on the line and your head is over the line. You're taught as a football player. I'm a forward lineman. You're taught you put your hand as close to the line as possible and your head goes behind your hand. No, his head was over his hand. Right, I get your point.
But that's it. If that's inept, I know there are hundreds, over 100 plays in NFL. I get it. Offense, right. Defense, I understand it, but... At that stage, the Saints put themselves in a position to win their football game.
Right.
And the officials decided not to do their job or didn't see it inept. And then the rationale and the reasoning. Ball was tipped.
Oh, that's
arrived
ridiculous.
At the same time.
Yeah, sorry, Coach Payton.
And then
Coach
Al Riveron's on his knees after the game on a phone call with Sean Payton basically saying we blew it. Not only could there have been pass interference, it should have been helmet to helmet.
Right. It complete face guarding. You never look back at the ball, Roby Coleman. And by the time he physically engaged with Lewis, the ball wasn't even there yet. That's how early he hit this wide receiver. Let's go to Louisiana and Dustin, who's listening on 103.7. Dustin, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's up?
Taz and Moose, as a extremely pissed off and hungover Saints fan, I got to say, yesterday when I turned on my TV, I read NFC Championship game. I did not read Bird Box 2 featuring 5 jabronis in zebra shirts. That was so ridiculous.
I know.
I can't even breathe right now.
Well, you have to. This is where meditation helps. Namaste, Dustin.
Yeah. Namaste. So, my only consolation is that these Rams, these trash talking Rams, have to face the magicians of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Good luck, fellas. Al Riveron, take your apologies. Shining up real nice. It's as you know it.
I do.
God bless.
All right, Dustin, thanks. We appreciate the call.
That's exactly right. You can take that apart.
That is right.
I'd have a couple things to say to Al Riveron when he calls to apologize.
Yeah, and of course, what is he going to say to Peyton, right? He's gonna kiss his rear end and say, I'm sorry. We really blew it. Oh, my God.
What does that do for us?
It does nothing
for me.
But instead of him, Al Riveron, he's playing the game. Instead of him saying, instead of him standing behind his refs, he doesn't. Because he can't stand behind.
He can't defend it, Taz.
No, I agree.
It'd be 10 times worse if he was like, listen.
Yeah.
It was a bang-bang play.
Yes.
It's a difficult job. then they shouldn't be doing the job. Then find somebody else to do the job that's not going to make that kind of a blatant mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I could get a bad holding call. I could get the being overly protective of the quarterback, Taz.
Well, we saw that.
As we saw in the game. Which was nonsense. And complete nonsense. I could get all that. When it is that obvious, when there could have been multiple flags thrown.
That is...
And then that individual should no longer be working.
No, not wearing a striped shirt, at least. In a football game, unless he's at like a sports bar where the waiters and wear ref shirts.
Honestly, should not be working. 855-212-4227.
We've just begun here.
We want to hear from you. What's your take on what we saw yesterday between the Saints and the Rams? If you're on hold, hang in there. We'll get to you next. 855-212-4227. It's a heated Monday morning. Taz and the Moose with you.
Hot takes.
CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening. listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day.
Phone lines are red hot. Everybody wants to talk about the officiating situation and the AFC Championship. The NFC Championship, there's a lot to unpack here. Let's go to the great state of Texas and talk to Arrington. You're on with Taz and the Moose. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man.
You got Arrington.
Hey, man. Appreciate you. I got a couple of comments here on that officiating no call that should have been a call in the Saints game.
Right.
I'm not really a Saints fan or a Rams fan. I'm more with the Patriots. But just as a sports fan, it's pretty disappointing in that big of a spotlight. To me, these referees who make these poor, you know, these calls in these critical moments, they should be held publicly accountable. There ought to be their name, or maybe don't put their name out there if they're afraid someone's going to hurt them. At least,
yeah, exactly.
NFL will come back and say, man, this is what happened. This so-and-so did it. It'll never work for us again, and here's how we're going to fix it. But I don't know if we ever get that from the NFL. It's like these guys with the FBI Witness Protection Program or something. They're public accountants, coaches, players. You know, why not the refs?
Right. Well, yeah, they're not the one physically performing. I'm not defending them, Arrington. I understand what you're saying. I just think putting their name out there would be a little dangerous. You know?
Well, the crews are announced before the game. So, I mean,
I can tell us what happened. Say, hey, man, with this so-and-so vote, this crew's gone, that back judge is fired, or at least let us know.
Well, you might have that. I mean, you can't have this kind of
Appreciate the call.
Someone might lose their job or not be welcome back into the National Football League next year. I mean, with decisions come consequences, Taz. And when you have it be this bad of a decision in this important of a game, there are repercussions. And not saying that I'm not going out and saying, guys, got to lose his job, fire him, get rid of him. No, but if you can't do your job properly, just like in any line of work, you're no longer going to be working.
If you're freezing, you're sitting there, and there's an angle of this play where Lewis gets hit by Roby Coleman, where that back judge, that official is watching this play from the side. He's literally 10 feet away from the play. I don't understand. I don't, and I know you don't either. And everybody who's called, if you think that wasn't a penalty, 855-212-4227. I don't think anybody's going to call and say that.
No, I don't think so. I think even the most ardent Ram fan is going to say, yeah, we got away with one.
Got lucky,
and they did.
Break.
I mean,
it happens.
They did.
It happens.
It does. It still doesn't take the sting away from it.
Right. No, I know.
Because
I know.
It's so hard, Taz.
Yeah.
As we all know, it's so hard to get to the point to where the Saints were yesterday. Very, very difficult.
Absolutely. And what a great squad and their audience. The massive fan base played a huge part in their success, especially yesterday, even though they didn't win the game, the Saints, because that was a difference maker for a good chunk of the game. Let's go out to Ohio. Jordan, listen on 93.1. Jordan, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's up?
Hey, first time.
Guys
on out here,
okay.
But
thank you.
The one thing I want to say, that pass interference call, from my opinion, was just as bad as a Hurricanes fan as the 2002 call against Ohio State. But the one that's not been addressed yet is that
here we go.
Roughing the passer call against Tom Brady,
right,
where he never even got hit.
Right.
These things have to be reviewed. I mean, it's just bad.
And then Mahomes, there was one on Mahomes that was the same type hit, and that was called. You know, so, the one on Mahomes
wasn't called.
Wasn't called.
Right.
That's what I meant to say.
Right. The one on Brady
I said it reversed.
Was. Right.
Yes.
Correct.
Thank
yes.
you, Jordan. Appreciate
yeah, and,
it. Thank
and,
you, Moose.
No worry. And you heard the explanation was that, the referee, Cleet Boyman, was basically had a bad angle on Brady. Well, I mean, he came down and he hit his shoulder pad. He didn't hit his helmet. So, Taz, if you don't exactly see it, then you can't call it.
I heard the thing about the angle, but, Moose, just absorb this for a second. You're the official. You're behind the quarterback to protect the quarterback and to see if there's any low hits, late hits, whatever. And then you admit, well, I didn't have the right angle.
He didn't admit it. I forget.
Maybe
on
in
CBS.
The booth it did.
Yes,
okay, whoever
correct.
Said, was it Romo? My man Romo? Maybe
no,
not.
It
was the other
Romo.
Guy? Or whoever the
Gene Steratore.
Was Steratore. Okay. If you, let's just say you're a ref and you have the bad angle, Okay, then, you know, you can't throw a flag. You can't.
Well, if you don't see it.
You don't see it.
Well, but I agree with you. If you don't see it, you can't throw the flag. I don't disagree with you. And then, as you pointed out, you watched the replay. There was a guy 10 feet away from the Rams-Saints play and saw everything and
right
decided
there.
Not to call anything.
Dude, he was right there. We watched the video, you and I
in
the studio.
That's utterly, right, utterly embarrassing. You can't explain it. And the papers down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans, are going crazy, as rightfully so. You know, the quote in the National Football League, Al Riveron, we blew the call. The other headline was, reffin' unbelievable.
I smell a T-shirt.
Which is a very creative headline. I like that. But, Taz,
You never see this in pro wrestling. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, well,
because the refs are booked the right way.
No, I understand it, but Taz, that's the frustrating aspect to it. Is you'd like to be completely celebrating the Los Angeles Rams making it to the Super Bowl. It's impossible to do
it's
so.
Tough, yeah.
When you have the officiating being as inept as it was yesterday.
All right, we got a lot of calls. We'll get to the top of the hour, I guess, my friend.
Yes, we will. We'll get back to your calls. We'll mix in a little Chiefs and Pats as well. Not exactly a well officiated game either. And the overtime rules. Taz Booth, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.